the assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, I gotta say, man, these NBA conference finals have been pretty boring, if you ask me, man. I mean, like, the majority of these games have been blowouts so far. And even though a couple of the matchups from the weekend, score-wise, they were close, but overall, they didn't end up being that close. So let's just go ahead and start off with the Eastern Conference finals right now. Boston Celtics versus the Miami Heat. Game three. Miami actually came right out the gate and was just absolutely dominating Boston in their own home. And I believe they were up 1 point by 26 points. But then at halftime, Jimmy Butler ended up having some knee inflammation and he wasn't able to play the second half. So, you know, for the most part, Miami was able to hold it down, keep their lead. But in the fourth quarter, the Celtics all of a sudden started to turn it on, and they were starting to make a comeback, but it ended up not being enough, and the Miami Heat ended up taking Game 3, 109-103, and the Heat are currently up 2-1 on this series right now, and Game 4 is actually tonight, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully this is a much better matchup than it's been so far in these conference finals, but, you know, Miami, it's crazy, too, because both teams are injured. It looks like Hero's not going to play tonight. I'm not sure about Jimmy Butler. I think he's supposed to play, but they definitely need him. But then also, on the other hand, the Celtics, they've been battling through their injuries as well throughout this series. So we'll see how tonight's game goes. Then over in the Western Conference Finals, Dallas Mavericks versus the Golden State Warriors. Game two, Golden State just absolutely obliterated the Mavericks, 126-117. And then in game three, last night, once again, they absolutely obliterated. I mean, it was close. It was a little bit closer than the rest of the games. But for the most part, Golden State just controlled this game and had the lead the whole way through. And they ended up getting a game three win, 109-100. And right now, Golden State is up on Dallas 3-0 in this series. And, you know, they did hold down Luka in game one, but then the last two games, Luka Doncic has actually had a really good series so far. But other than him, nobody's really stepping it up, whereas the Warriors, their entire team is just balling uncontrollably right now. And I'm sure a lot of that has to, a lot of that plays into, you know, they've got the experience. They've been here before. So Golden State up 3-0 right now on the Mavericks. And honestly, with the way Golden State's playing right now, I wouldn't be shocked if they ended up sweeping the Mavericks. And we'll see what happens. I don't think it's going to be a sweep, but I wouldn't be shocked, man, because Golden State's on fire. And right now, they are looking primed to win another championship. So we'll see. And their game four is tomorrow. So we'll see if they just they end up with a clean sweep, or maybe we could get a series going here. But so far, these NBA conference finals have been pretty mediocre, if you ask me. All right, so let's move on to the top 10 MLB power rankings. Starting off with number one, the New York Yankees. They did not budge. Their overall record is 29-12 right now. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. They are on a two-game losing streak. They did lose to the White Sox these last two games. Other than that, I mean, they're still playing great. They also played Baltimore this week as well. But Aaron Judge, he still leads the league in home runs right now with 15. Stanton, he's got 11 home runs. DJ LeMahieu, he's had another great week. So those three are just holding it down for the batting lineup. But once again, the pitching has just been so solid right now for the Yankees, and they're just playing great baseball. So they're still number one on my top 10 MLB power rankings. At number two, the New York Mets have moved up. Their overall record is 28-15, 6-4 in their last 10 games. This week they played the Colorado Rockies and the St. Louis Cardinals. And Like I said in the last episode, Max Scherzer, he's going to be out for at least probably the next month or so here. So they're going to have to ride it out without him. But, you know, Alonso, he had another spectacular week. He's got 11 home runs on the season right now. And Francisco Lindor, he continues to have another great season as well. And the Mets are just playing great baseball so far. I mean, so far they've been the most consistent team from the jump. They just had a great season, and it's very shocking to me. So we'll see if they can keep it up. But so far, the Mets, they are kicking ass, and they're number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings. Then at number three, I've got the Houston Astros. They are 27-15 overall, 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they went up against the Texas Rangers and the Boston Red Sox, and their entire team is just playing lights out. I mean, they're starting pitching. Justin Verlander continues to dominate. Jose Urquidy, he had a great week as well. They lead the league in home runs. So they just continue to dominate at every position. They're great on the defensive side of things as well. And they're just absolutely dominating. So you really got to give it up to the Houston Astros right now. They're just, they kind of started off the season a little bit slow, but man, they're taking off, especially with those home runs. But that starting pitching looking really, really good right now. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Minnesota Twins. Their overall record right now is 25-16, 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they are on a four-game winning streak. This past week, they played the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland A's. And actually, in yesterday's game, they were down by six going into the ninth inning. The Twins just ended up going on this tear, and they actually ended up winning the game. Down by six in the ninth inning. That's pretty crazy to score that many runs that quick, but they sure did. And Max Kepler, he's just been the leader this week. Buxton, he's still having a great season as well. He's got 11 home runs. But Max Kepler, he really has stepped it up this week. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Los Angeles Dodgers. Their overall record is 27-13. They had an eight-game winning streak this week that was just busted last night. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This week they played the Philadelphia Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they just continue to dominate as well. Their starting pitching is playing great. Mookie Betts, he has had a solid. He's just been. He started off the season real, real cold, but all of a sudden this dude has really turned it on, not only on the offensive side of things, but is on the defensive side of things as well. He's just been having a solid, spectacular season, and he just continued to roll on through this week as well. So I've got the Dodgers at number five. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the San Diego Padres. Their overall record is 27-14. They just kicked the shit out of my San Francisco Giants this weekend, swept their asses, and not only swept their asses, but kicked their asses. It was a very pathetic showing from my San Francisco Giants, but hey, sometimes that happens. But they also faced off against the Phillies this week. Like I said, they're on a four-game winning streak. And Manny Machado, god damn, this guy, he is just rolling through this season. He has been on fire. He's still batting well over 300. He went 4-for-4 yesterday, had like a record-breaking day, he's just having a phenomenal season. And it's crazy because the Padres are having a great season, and Tatis hasn't even played yet. So we'll see what happens when they get him back. They should be a very, very good team once they get him back. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the St. Louis Cardinals. Their overall record is 23-18. They've gone 6-4 in their last 10 games. They're on a three-game winning streak right now. This past week, they faced off against the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. And this week, man, Albert Pujols, he just has lit pitchers up. He had two home runs in one game the other day. And he's just had a solid outing. And if you remember, a couple weeks ago, he had actually stepped in and pitched in a game. And this week, Molina, their catcher, he ended up throwing some pitches this week, which was very odd. So the Cardinals are just making the best they're making the most out of every one of their players on the team. But they're having a good season as well, and they're just playing great all around baseball, and it's just crazy to see that Albert Pujols is still playing at a high level. It's cool to see that his career looks like it's going to end in Cardinals, in a Cardinals uniform, just like it should have. And he's playing great so far this season. All right, number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings have the Los Angeles Angels. Their overall record right now is 26-17, 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they went up against the Oakland A's and the Texas Rangers. And man, Mike Trout, he's just proven that he is still that dude. He is batting over 300. I believe he's got 11 home runs right now. Shohei Ohtani, he still continues to dominate behind the plate and pitching as well. And the Angels, man, they're just trucking on through. They did have like a 500 week, but they're still playing great baseball. And Mike Trout, it's just crazy to see him still dominate the way he dominates as well. All right, and number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team who has yet to make the top 10 this season, it's the Boston Red Sox, and that's because they are 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they currently have the longest winning streak in the league at 5 games they've won so far, and they just had a lights out week. They're 19-22. Overall record right now. This past week, they went up against the Seattle Mariners and the Houston Astros, and Trevor Story has finally turned it on. You know, he was their big free agent signing of the offseason, and he was the big dude who a lot of people were looking at, and he did get a really, really nice contract, but so far, he hasn't really panned out for the Red Sox, but this week, he went off. He had one game where he had 3 home runs, and then the following game, He ended up hitting a game-winning grand slam. And then also this week, Franchi Cordero, he had a game-winning grand slam. I believe it was yesterday he had the game-winning grand slam for them. So the Red Sox, their batting order has finally started to get it going, and we'll see what happens over here. But the AL East is stacked full of teams this season. And so it should be very interesting to see what happens between the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays right now. I mean, those four teams are all playing very well, and the Red Sox have just now turned it on. So we'll see what happens throughout the rest of the season, because this could be a turning point for the Red Sox. And then rounding out my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Milwaukee Brewers. Their overall record is 26-15. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they went up against the Washington Nationals and the Atlanta Braves. It was an up and down week for them, but they're still leading their division. They're playing great baseball, all around baseball. Starting pitching is great. Relief pitching is great. They have the best closer in the league in Josh Hader. And Andrew McCutchen. He had a solid week this week. You know, Andrew McCutchen used to be one of the best players in the league, and injuries and him getting older have just kind of slowed him down. You haven't really heard about him lately, but this week he had a solid week, and also on the defensive side of things, the Brewers are just a very good all around team, and they've just had a great season so far, and I wouldn't be surprised if this team ends up making some noise come postseason, even though we've got a long way till we get there. But I like what I'm seeing from the Brewers right now. So that's my top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. And also coming up, we have the College Baseball World Series is going to be coming up in the next week. So this week, the College Baseball Conference Tournaments kick off. I believe some of them start tomorrow. One starts Wednesday. So yeah, let's go ahead and talk some college baseball since we haven't really got to do that. Let's start it off with the SEC. In their first round, they've got Alabama versus Georgia, and whoever wins that will be going on to play Arkansas. Then the next matchup is the South Carolina versus Florida. The winner of that matchup will go on to play Texas A&M, and then Mississippi versus Vanderbilt. That winner would go on to face Tennessee, and Kentucky versus Auburn. That winner will go on to face LSU. Now, in the SEC, they have Tennessee is the overall best team in college baseball. They just won a game the other day, 24-2. Yeah, 24-2. And they've been number one for 9 weeks in a row. They've just been the absolute most dominant team in college baseball at this point this season, or during this season. And it's going to be really difficult to see not only anybody beat them in the college baseball World Series, but in this SEC tournament, I don't see any of these teams. Possibly Vanderbilt, because you know Vanderbilt's always they're one of the powerhouse premier college baseball teams. And if anybody in this SEC tournament could do it, I think it would be them. But they really haven't been on Tennessee's level this year. Really, nobody has been on Tennessee's level this year. So I do have Tennessee winning the SEC conference tournament. Like I said, I think if any team here would be able to possibly upset them would be Vanderbilt. But I don't think so, because they would face them in the second round. So I've got Tennessee going all the way, really, and most certainly winning the SEC conference tournament. Then the ACC conference tournament. Now they have a very weird scheduling setting. All of these college baseball tournaments kind of have weird settings where it's like double eliminations, and they're just very weird. So I'm not going to like go through and make predictions on each bracket. I'm just going to kind of point out who I think is actually going to end up the overall winner. But the ACC tournament was probably the most confusing of all of them, just the way their schedule's laid out and how they all play each other at one point. It's just very random. So I'm just going to name off the teams who made it, and then I'm going to predict the winner. Which I think is actually going to be a surprise winner. I don't think a lot of people are going to be picking this team to win. Virginia Tech is in it, Louisville, Miami, Notre Dame, Virginia, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Florida State, NC State, Pittsburgh, and Clemson. They will all be competing in the ACC College Baseball Conference Tournament. And actually, they do have three teams in the ACC who have been ranked in the top 10 all season, and that would be Virginia Tech, Louisville, and Miami. All three of those teams have been dominating teams all season. So any one of those three could absolutely take this conference tournament. I'm actually leaning towards Miami in this one. I don't know why. I just kind of see there's going to be an upset at some point along the way in one of these conference tournaments, and I'm just kind of leaning towards Miami in this one. I don't think it would be a major upset given that they've been ranked all season long, but I think more people, actually from the research I was doing on the college baseball teams, it kind of seemed like most people were leaning towards Virginia Tech because they are the number one overall seed in the ACC tournament. But I got Miami. I'm going with the U in that one. So we'll see what happens in that ACC College Baseball Conference tournament. Then moving on to the Big 12. That's where my Longhorns are at. Hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Actually, the Longhorns have had a pretty solid baseball season. It hasn't been as dominating as they usually are. They kind of hovered around 500 for the most part. They had up and down seasons, but an up and down season, but overall, actually, they've actually really turned it on. They do have one of the top prospects in all of college baseball, and he's really on fire right now. So I think the Longhorns are getting hot at the right time, especially coming up with the Big 12 tournament here. And so the first round matchups are all Oklahoma State versus Texas, TCU versus Baylor, and TCU is actually the number one seed in the Big 12 conference tournament. Then Texas Tech versus Kansas State, then Oklahoma versus West Virginia. And I know this is going to shock y'all, but I'm taking my Texas Longhorns in the Big 12 tournament. Like I said, I think they're getting hot at the right time. And, you know, nobody's really dominating in the Big 12. And so I think they can actually move on. I think they could definitely win the Big 12 tournament just because they're playing great baseball right now. They're hitting, I believe they lead college baseball with home runs. I could be wrong. It could be Tennessee But I know Texas is just on fire right now, and they have had a good, solid season overall, and they do know how to win come postseason. And so I've got my Texas Longhorns winning the college baseball conference tournament in the Big 12. And then rounding it out with the Pac-12, we've got Arizona versus Oregon, Arizona State versus Stanford, Washington versus Oregon State, and Cal versus UCLA. And once again, I'm going to be kind of biased in the Pac-12 tournament here, and I'm going with the UCLA Bruins because I do root for UCLA. Although I will say they have had a very solid season, more so at the beginning of the season, they were a lot better. But you know, the Pac-12 out of all of these conference tournaments that I was looking at, the Pac-12 is probably the most up in the air. They don't have as dominating a team in there, so I think UCLA could eke in and get the upset in the Pac-12 conference tournament. So yeah, let's see what happens in college baseball this week. If you're interested in that kind of thing, the conference tournaments are always a great. Great baseball to watch, but also the College Baseball World Series, man. It's also fun to watch. And, you know, the Longhorns, they always play great in these conference tournaments and also come College World Series. So I'm absolutely looking forward to seeing what the Longhorns can do. And hopefully either them or UCLA can have a good season or a good conference tournament and get into that College World Series. Although, like I said, I don't think anybody's going to be beating the Tennessee Volunteers just because they are such a stacked team, such a good team. It would be a huge upset if Tennessee does not only not win the SEC Conference Tournament, but they should most certainly be winning the College Baseball World Series. I mean, they're just a stacked-ass team, and they've been ranked number one 9 weeks in a row for a reason. So yeah, we'll see what happens with the College Baseball Conference tournaments this week. They run all week long. Hopefully we get some better basketball games this week because, man, these conference finals have been such a letdown, especially compared to the way the NBA playoffs started. We had so many good matchups, but right now it's just been very disappointing because they've all been absolute blowouts and you know, Golden State is just rolling. They look like they are poised to win yet another championship and easily, too. I mean, the way they're dominating Dallas, they dominated the Grizzlies. They've just had such a solid playoff run right now, and you could just tell they're locked in. You could tell Steph Curry's locked in. And when you look at it over in the Eastern Conference, Miami, they're injured. Boston, they're injured. And while I think they'd be able to keep up with Golden State, I don't know, man. I'm looking at Golden State winning another championship. That's just how I see it. So, yeah, it looks like we got a short episode today just because we don't have a lot of sports going on right now. This is the quiet time in sports. It's running a little bit less than 30 minutes on this episode. So that kind of sucks in my opinion. But, you know, that's all that's going on right now. It's kind of the dead time in sports time. We need some things to happen in football here pretty soon. So luckily, we've got the OTAs will be coming up in about 2 weeks here for football. And then we'll have training camps starting in July. You know, we've had a couple signings, free agent signings here. Jadeveon Clowney, he just re-signed with the Browns, but that's not a big deal. And then Jarvis Landry went to the Saints. So yeah, not a lot's been going on NFL wise. So we need some NFL news to happen. But, let's hope we get some better showings from the NBA playoffs this week. And, I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Hook 'em horns, motherfuckers.